This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. In Eagle, Pitkin, and Garfield counties, more than 2,000 children are on the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. It's federally funded and provides health insurance to children from low-income families as well as pregnant women. Congress let the program expire in September, and states are starting to run low on or run out of CHIP money. If Congress fails to reauthorize CHIP, these people could lose their health insurance. To learn more, I'm joined in the studio by our reporter, Wyatt Orme. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So how is CHIP different than, say, Medicaid?
CHIP was actually created in the 1990s to piggyback off Medicaid. It provides health insurance for children in low-income families whose parents are making just enough not to qualify for Medicaid. In Colorado, more than 75,000 kids and pregnant women are covered with CHIP. And if the program goes away, there's a good chance many will lose that health coverage.
And what happens if they can't get that health insurance?
It's possible some kids could get coverage through their parents' health insurance. Some could get covered through the Affordable Care Act. But it's likely that many would go without insurance.
Okay, so if that happens, let's talk about the effects we could see here in the Valley. The CHIP recipients would have to start paying out of pocket for health care.
That's right. And because of that, they'd probably avoid going to the doctor. They probably would only get health care when they most needed it. And that means, you know, going to the emergency room, which is really expensive for the whole healthcare system. One of the biggest concerns, of course, is that the rate of uninsured will continue to rise. Take Mountain Family Health, which is a network of community health centers that operates here in the Roaring Fork Valley and also over in the Eagle River Valley. Ross Brooks, the CEO, told me that they currently have over 850 kids and pregnant moms who are on CHIP. And if this funding goes away, those people lose coverage. So 850 more uninsured people that Mountain Family Health is going to take care of. But the more and more uninsured that Mountain Family has to take care of, the more expensive it gets for them. And it's no way to run a business. So they will likely have to start trimming their services.
When does CHIP money run out in Colorado?
February 1st. Ross Brooks of Mountain Family Health told me that maybe the state can shift money around for a couple of months to cover the lack of CHIP funding, but it would only be a temporary fix. And right now, Congress does not have a bill to fund CHIP on the table. In the meantime, there are resources available if you have CHIP or if your children have CHIP and you need to think about other options. For example, Pitkin County's Economic Assistance Department has appointments available for English and Spanish speakers to kind of discuss options. Maybe there's a possibility your family could purchase health insurance on the exchange and use tax credits to bring down premiums. There are options if Congress fails to act.
Okay, thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orme. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.